Hello, and welcome to today's episode where we're diving into a topic that, frankly, affects anyone looking to build financial stability in an uncertain world: the potential risks and rewards of passive income in 2025. Now, passive income, it sounds like the holy grail for many of us, right? Money rolling in while you sleep, the sweet promise of financial freedom without the 9-to-5 grind. But hold on a second. Because if you're banking too heavily on passive income, especially in this economic climate, you might be setting yourself up for a few surprises. I remember a time not too long ago when I myself was dazzled by the allure of passive income. It seemed like the perfect answer to all financial woes. But reality has a way of bringing you back down to earth. So why does relying solely on passive income often lead to trouble? Well, a lot of it boils down to a fundamental misunderstanding of what passive truly means today. We've been sold on this idea that passive equates to effortless, but that's an oversimplification. It's a notion that can cost you dearly. Let's start with the concept of set and forget. It's a trap many of us fall into. Sure, the idea of setting up an income stream and watching it churn out cash without lifting a finger is enticing. But the reality is, successful passive income demands your attention. Even as you sleep, those income streams need active management, regular check-ins, and sometimes a strategic pivot. I mean, think of passive income like a fair-weather friend. Great during sunny days, but nowhere to be found when the storm hits. And talking of storms, the global economic forecast is anything but clear skies at the moment. Economic growth is expected to slow down, with projections dipping to around 3% in 2025. That's down from 3.2% in 2024. Rising trade tensions, geopolitical uncertainties, these are not just buzzwords. They're realities that could shift the very foundations of your income streams. Now, here's a big one: the psychological trap. When investors get too comfy with their passive income, they sometimes slip into what I like to call passive income paralysis. They stop looking for new opportunities, or worse, they miss the warning signs that their golden goose is starting to lay less than golden eggs. Think about recent cryptocurrency fluctuations or the challenges facing real estate investment trusts. Once dependable, now precarious, thanks to interest rate changes and evolving work patterns. Let's not overlook the impact of the AI revolution either. It's like a double-edged sword. On the one hand, it's opening up new automated income avenues. But on the other, it's upending traditional models. Content creators, for example, are feeling the squeeze, competing with AI-generated content for that same slice of the revenue pie. So, what's the solution? It starts with diversification. You wouldn't put all your savings into one stock. Similarly, don't rely solely on one income type. Think of passive income as a powerful supplement, not the main course. Diversifying involves mixing traditional income sources, like dividend-paying stocks, with alternative investments, like cryptocurrencies or commodities. This way, even if one stream dries up, others can keep you afloat. I like to think of it as the three-pillar strategy. Blend traditional passive sources, alternative investments, and semi-passive ventures. This approach gives you layers of protection and flexibility to adapt when the market changes its tune. And let's be real, knowing precisely where your money is going and coming from is paramount. It's like flying a plane. Would you do it blind? No, you need all the instruments working together to guide you safely. Monitoring your cash flow helps you steer clear of those nasty surprises. And taxes? Oh boy, let's talk about taxes. Passive income isn't a free ride. Understanding the tax implications of your income streams is critical. The tax landscape is getting more complex, with regulations tightening around everything from crypto gains to international dividends. Partnering with a savvy tax professional isn't just smart, it's essential to keeping your financial ship sailing smoothly. Finally, let's talk about staying informed. The platforms and markets you rely on today might not be there tomorrow. Changes in trade policies or technological shifts can make or break passive income strategies. So, keep your finger on the pulse of market trends and platform developments. Just because it's working now doesn't mean it'll work forever. In closing, remember that relying too heavily on passive income can be risky if you're not prepared for the unexpected. Diversify, stay informed, and be ready to adapt. That's how you build a resilient income portfolio capable of weathering 2025's economic uncertainties. Thanks for tuning in. And I hope this gives you some food for thought as you navigate your own financial journey. Until next time, keep those income streams flowing and your strategies sharp.